This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. With many areas of the state experiencing significant drought, homeowners are having to determine which plants are the most important to save. K-State horticulturist Ward Upham explains why trees, shrubs, and perennial flowers rank higher than lawns and annual flowers and vegetables. Ward, we try to be kind of strategic with our watering, especially during drought-type conditions. And right now, with some extreme drought going on, we may actually be needing to start watering some of those large trees.
That's right. I mean, normally, we don't recommend you do that because they're well-established, and therefore, they often don't need a lot of water. Now, it's never a bad idea to water them, but if you're under water restrictions, they wouldn't be our first choice normally. However, there are some areas of Kansas that have been under such extreme drought for so long, we need to look at that. And the reason for that is, you know, large trees, if it dies, very expensive to remove, very expensive to replace, and it takes years and years before it does its job. And so that would be my first choice if you're watering and you have been under extreme drought for a period of time. Next on the list are going to be trees that's been transplanted the last 2 to 3 years or younger, just because they don't have a full extensive root system yet and you don't want to lose them either. And then after that are going to be shrubs and then perennial flowers and then lawns and then annual flowers and vegetables. Start out with what is most expensive to replace and work your way down.
And is the watering the same for an extremely large tree as it would be for, say, maybe that newer tree?
Yeah, that newer tree, you're going to have to water more often. You know, the large trees, if we have 100-degree weather, it's every week. But if it's less than that, usually every 2 to 3 weeks is going to be adequate for even the large trees. Smaller trees, about every week would be about right.
We're looking at circumference away from the tree, and we're also looking at depth.
That's right. So in order to get a lot of the root system, you want to be watering maybe a half out to the drip line of the tree, half the distance of the drip line out to the drip line. Drip line is the outermost spread of those branches. And so that's where you're going to want to concentrate your watering. Now, if you're using something like a sprinkler, that doesn't matter as much. But if you're using something like a soaker hose, then that would be where you'd want to put that hose. Now, what we'd recommend if you could do it is use drip irrigation because it's is very efficient and works very well. However, you want a less expensive way in order to water that tree, the black soaker hose will work. Now, normally, I don't like those just because they're really not very uniform in their watering. But we do have a trick we can use in order to make that watering more uniform around that hose. And so what you do is you take your garden hose out to where you're going to hook the soaker hose to and use a Y adapter. Y adapter has two legs that you're going to hook to both the beginning and the end of that soaker hose. Just make sure you have valves on that Y adapter so you can control the flow of water. You want to have it set so it soaks in fairly quickly, but not so high that it just runs off. And then also you're going to need a female-to-female fitting to hook the end of that hose back to the Y adapter. So if you go in and show them what you want, you know, you want a Y adapter, and you want to hook both ends of the hose to it, they'll be able to set you up. Set that, as I said, somewhere between a half to out to the drip line of the tree, depending on how long that hose is. And then you worry about how deep you want to go. And where you want to be is about 12 inches deep. And the way you check that is you use either like a metal rod, could be like an electric fence rod, turned upside down, wooden dowel, anything like that. And it's going to stop when it's dry soil. So you push it in. When it stops at 12 inches, you've got enough water. Now, a good idea is to record the amount of time it took in order to get there. And then the next time you water, just go by time clock.
I guess the other thing that's really nice is the fact that this is something that, like you say, really does protect your investment.
It does. And you really do not want to lose those large trees. And so it's a good idea to, especially if you've been under extreme drought, to get those trees watered. And even though you're watering just that one circle, that's going to be enough to supply that tree.
You have some information they can find in the horticulture newsletters?
Yeah, we do. So we have done a number of articles in the last year on how to water trees. If you just look through that listing, you'll be able to find it.
That's K-State horticulturist Ward Upham with information on watering plants during extreme drought and how to water large trees. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.